Let me show you another verse. This is a very familiar one, Luke chapter 12. Jesus says this, seek, there's that word again, seek first God's kingdom before everything else. God's kingdom is his priorities, not your priorities, his priorities. Before everything else. And all the other things you need will be given to you. Another one of those blanket promises. He says, don't seek wealth. Seek God. He'll take care of what you need.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called How to Pray in a Crisis.
If I've asked for God to do something really great in my life, and I've prayed about it, and I've asked, and there's nothing between me and God. As far as I know, I'm doing what he wants me to do. There's no big sin that's over here in this corner that I'm going, yeah, I know God wants me to do this, but I haven't done it. And if I've asked God, and like Jesus said, I'm connected to God, we're all copacetic, we're in harmony, me with God, and I'm in the Bible, I'm reading the Bible every day, his word's in me. If I pray and I ask, and that's all true, and I haven't had the answer yet, then I'm waiting on God. It has all to do with his timing. I'm just waiting for God. God says, I'll do it, but I'm just going to do it in my timing, and I just need to be patient. On the other hand, if I have something really great that I would like for God to do in my life, and I've always wanted God to do it, but I've never asked God to do it. Never asked for God's help, never asked for God's guidance in my dream, then God's waiting on you. If you haven't prayed about it, God is waiting on you. You have not because you ask not. So let me just start with this first point by asking a very personal question. What do you really want in life? What do you really, really want in life? But you've never asked God for it. Did you know that the Bible says you can ask God for anything? You can ask God for anything. First step, listen to God. I read a little bit of his word. I let God speak to me, then I talk to him. Now here's step two. Step two is focus my attention on God. This is the second step in the kind of prayer that God gets answered. So focus my attention on God. And in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, it says this. So I turned my face to the Lord, seeking him. All right, circle the phrase, turned my face. I turned my face to the Lord, seeking him. Husbands, let me talk to you for just a minute. I'm going to give you a marriage tip that will pay great dividends in your life, the rest of your life. You're listening to a guy who's been married 41 years. Here's a big tip for every husband. I have noticed, and I've developed this habit, that whenever Kay talks to me, I turn my face toward her. Physically. Whenever she starts talking, I literally turn my face toward her. And you know what I've learned? She likes it. In fact, she loves it. Because when you turn your face to somebody, it's a, you have my undivided attention. I'm totally focused on you. You like this. Yeah, all the wives are clapping right now. Okay, great, great. Yeah, okay. Everybody likes this. When you talk, you want people to turn their focus to you. Pity the poor substitute teacher who stands up in class and she's trying to teach and nobody's looking at her. And it's like in the old Peanuts cartoons, wah, 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 wah. And she's just blathering on. Nobody's tuned in. Nobody's listening. Turning your face shows attention. When my kids were little, they used to grab me by the face and say, look at me, Daddy. You're not paying attention. Look at me, Daddy. They wanted eye-to-eye contact. That is the highest gift you give anybody, is your attention. It's more important than chocolate, roses, or money. Giving your kids, your wife, your attention is the highest gift, because your attention is your life. Now, did you know that you can actually do this with God? You can turn your face to God in prayer. How? Physically. Just look up. God, I'm here. I'm ready to talk. I'm checking in for my three times a day conversation. You can go outside and look up at the heavens. You can stare up at you just look up. And there's nothing in the Bible says you have to close your eyes to pray. Nothing in the Bible says you have to bow your head to pray. That's one of the ways to pray. It's a good way. But many times in the Bible, people didn't close their eyes. They actually looked up and they talked aloud. I like to pray aloud to God. When I close my eyes and think, I go to sleep. I don't pray with my eyes closed, and I don't pray in my mind. When I'm praying aloud, and I'm driving the car, or I'm looking up, or whatever. You could get in your lazy boy chair and lean back, look up. God, I'm turning my face to you. Okay? Look straight. But it's a physical reminder that I'm refocusing my attention. Okay, this is what Daniel did. He physically, notice verse 3 in the New American Standard Version, it says this, so I gave my attention to the Lord to seek him by prayer. Circle the word seek. This is the second step of prayer. The first is listening. The second step of prayer is seeking. And now we're going to talk a lot about this. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you how to do this. You're going to get really good at seeking God. And during the 34 days of seeking God, I'm going to teach you about this, so I'm not going to cover it right now. But let me just show you some of the benefits. If you'll learn how to do this, it'll change your life. Your whole life's just going to get a whole lot better. Let me just show you three or four or five promises. How about this one up here on the screen? Amos 5:4. God says this, seek me and you will live. In other words, you're not going to just exist. You're going to really live. You're not living life to the fullest. Some of you are just existing. He says, seek me and you will live. You're going to learn how to really live. Proverbs 8, verse 17. God says this, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will what? Find me. Find me. You say, I can't find God. You're not seeking. You got to seek in the right way. Those who seek me will find me. Let me show you another one. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says this. God says, you will find me when you seek me what? With all your heart. That's serious. That's emotional seeking. We'll talk about that in a minute. You're going to find me when you really want to know me. Not like, oh yeah, I kind of like to know God in my spare time between the football game and work, maybe. No, when you seek me with all your heart, then you're going to know me. Now, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, God rewards those who earnestly seek him. Would you like God to reward your business? Seek him. Would you like God to reward your finances? Seek him. Would you like God to reward your marriage? Seek him. Would you guys like God to reward your children? Would you like God to reward your relationships, your boyfriend, your girlfriend? Would you like God to reward your future? Wherever you seek God, God is going to reward. Wherever you don't seek God, God says, you're on your own. You're on your own. Let me show you another verse. This is a very familiar one, Luke chapter 12. Jesus says this, seek, there's that word again, seek first God's kingdom before everything else. God's kingdom is his priorities, not your priorities, his priorities, before everything else. And all the other things you need will be given to you. Another one of those blanket promises. He says, don't seek wealth. Seek God. He'll take care of what you need. Don't seek fame. Seek God. He'll take care of what you need. Don't seek pleasure. Don't seek a husband. Don't seek all these other things you're seeking. He says, seek first me. And if I'm in first place, because I'm going to take everything else into consideration. You put me first. I bless the people who put me first.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular, daily conversation with God. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Arabic. Isn't that great? We have over an entire year of Arabic devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Arabic, please email me right now. And I'll send you the link to sign up. Email me, rick@pastorrick.com. rick@pastorrick.com. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
You have probably never realized this, but a lot of the pain you're in right now, the difficulties, the stress, the pressure you feel, the troubles you're facing, the mess that's all tangled up in relationships, almost all of that stuff that you're facing right now is the result of you not seeking God. Because you didn't ask God first. You didn't seek his guidance. You didn't seek his wisdom. You didn't seek his help. You didn't seek his permission. You just made a decision. And so you went out and you bought something without even asking God. God, should I buy this house? Should I do this job? Should I do this car? Should I get in this relationship? You didn't even ask God. You didn't seek God. You just did it. And now you're reaping the consequences of it. And that causes so much of the problem in your life because you made a decision without talking to God first. You weren't having that daily conversation with God. God, I'm getting ready to Costco. Go to Costco. Help. Because I don't want to come home with four giant jars of pickles that I really don't need. In every area you ask God, you seek God, he'll help even bless, he'll bless your shopping. Now, here's a very important point. Anytime we ignore God, we don't ask for his help, we don't ask for his guidance, we don't ask for his blessing, we don't ask for his permission, we don't ask for his wisdom. You know what God does? When we don't ask for those things, don't ask for his direction, God just backs off in your life. Fine. I only go where I'm invited. So God says to you, Burger King, have it your way. Go right ahead. Okay. You didn't ask me if you should buy that. You didn't ask me if you should date her. You didn't ask me if you should accept that job. You didn't ask me if that was a good goal. You just did it. So fine, have it your way. And God just backs off. He says, I'll just go back to heaven, hang out there, and let you reap the results of your dumb decisions. And then you got all kinds of chaos and problems and trials and troubles in your life. And then you cry out to God and say, God, I'm seeking you. He goes, okay, I'm coming back. And that's what happens when we reap the consequences of our sin. Let me show you this on the screen. Hosea chapter 5. God says this, when I don't seek God in every area of my life, he says this, okay, I will return to my place on high. And I'll just wait. And I'll just wait until they, that's you and me, acknowledge your offenses. We didn't seek God. We didn't ask him his opinion in this decision. And they feel their guilt. And then they seek my face. And then in their troubles and distress, which is always getting our attention, they will earnestly seek me, saying, let us return to the Lord so that he may heal us. Friends, that is a description of what's happening in America and in the world right now. Because we have not sought God. We didn't ask God's permission. We didn't ask God's wisdom. We didn't ask God's help. We didn't ask God's guidance. We just did whatever we wanted to do, and we're in trouble and distress. And that's in our lives, in our marriages, in our families, in our work. And finally, it gets so bad, you know, we don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And we say, let us return to the Lord so he may heal us. What needs healing in your life? God, I need you to heal me of my depression. I need you to heal me of my anxiety. I need you to heal me of my secret fears that scare me to death, that I'm panicked about. God, I need you to heal my body. God, I need you to heal the finances that I messed up because of my own decisions. God, I need you to heal my marriage. I need you to heal my relationship. God, I need you to heal my nation. America needs healing. I need healing. My job, my career needs healing. I don't know where you need it, but he says it starts with focusing my attention on God and seeking him. So let me ask you a couple questions here. Is it possible that the pain you're going through right now is because you did not seek God, but you just went ahead and made a decision without checking in with him? Highly probable. And now God said, I could have saved you a lot of effort if you just sought me. Just have a conversation with me 2 or 3 times a day, and I'll go, red light, danger, red Will Robinson, that's danger. Don't go that direction. Is it possible? Yes, that pain is because you did not seek God in the past. You made a bunch of dumb decisions, and now you're paying the results of it. Question, let me rephrase it in a more positive way. What are you really, really looking for in life? What are you really looking for in life? If you were to paint out next year and say, this is the way I want my life to be next year. This would be the ideal year for me. This would be the perfect year for me. I'd like to see these things happen in my life. I'd like to see these changes in my life. If you painted out that picture, what would it be? Okay, here's the third step. The third step in prayers that get answered is express my desires with emotion. Express my desires. When I want to ask God for something, I'm praying about God, I need this. Whether it's a physical need, a material need, a spiritual need, an emotional need, whatever you're asking for God in prayer, you express my emotion, my desire with emotion. So many of our prayers are just cut and dried. We just say these words and we don't even know what we're talking about. We have these little, you know, things we've memorized. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. You know, and if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That means nothing. It's just a little thing. Or you sit down and feed, you say, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the gift and the giver. And it's not, there's no emotion. There's no authenticity. It's just things you've learned. God doesn't care how beautiful your prayer sounds. In fact, God doesn't even care as much about the words as he cares as much about the emotions. Have you learned that you can say the right words in the wrong emotion and your spouse doesn't get it? Yes. You can say all the right things, but you didn't. What do you mean by that? Because of the tone of your voice. And so he's saying God is an emotional God. The only reason you have emotions, the good ones and the bad ones, is because you're made in God's image. Human beings have emotions that none of the animals have. We have a whole panoply of emotions because God is an emotional God. The Bible says God gets happy The Bible says God gets sad. He's sad when he sees a rape, when he sees a molestation, when he sees a war. God is sad when he sees what people do to each other out of selfishness. And the Bible says God gets angry. That's why you can get angry. You're made in God's image. The Bible says God gets jealous. Why? Because, and that's why you get jealous. Because when God sees you giving your love to something else instead of him that belongs to him, he gets jealous. The Bible says God gets frustrated. He looks down and he sees all of the stuff we're doing. He goes, I told you not to do that, and you're doing it anyway. It's going to mess you up. It gets frustrated. Now, could God change it? Of course he could. Turn us all into puppets. But God's going to just back out of your life. Have it your way. I'm not going to force you to love me. I'm not going to force you to do the right thing. So you and I make selfish decisions every day. And people get hurt. That's why there's sin. That's why there's evil in the world. Because God gives us the freedom to choose.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. As you turn the biblically inspired pages, you will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. You'll have lots of space to practice writing out your prayers, allowing you to record how God faithfully answers them. This high-quality, hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises that will dramatically transform your spiritual life. You'll begin to live with more peace as you learn to trust God in every circumstance. And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I've often said that I'm addicted to change lives. It's what keeps me going. One good story from you can keep me going for another month. To hear how God's working in your life, it just keeps me motivated. So you bless me with your stories. Here's one that came from a woman named Tania, who's a brand new believer. She wrote, Pastor Rick, I'm a new person in Christ, and I'm learning more and more every day. My supervisor here at work came in about a week ago and told me about your Daily Hope devotional and your broadcast. I am now hooked. Listening to Daily Hope each morning has become a blessing to my soul. It's really helped me to implement the Word of God in my daily life. Well, Tania, this is why we do what we do. This is why we do Daily Hope, for people like you, people who want to grow, who desire to grow, and who take the time to grow by getting into God's Word on a daily basis. Now, I want you to notice something about Tania's story. She didn't find the Daily Hope broadcast or podcast on her own. It was her coworker who told her about Daily Hope. Who have you told? You may have been listening to Daily Hope for weeks or months or even longer. Would you be an agent of love and an agent of hope and tell four or five people this week? Look for somebody today. Send an email. Write a text. Call somebody on the phone and say, this has helped me in my spiritual life, and I want to pass it on to you that Daily Hope can help you grow in your faith and in your walk in Christ. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope and tell somebody about it. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.